Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Renee Young is leaving the WWE. We have details coming up. Plus, a Raw star could be getting a name change. And a UFC legend wants a shot in the Rumble. For Thursday, the 20th of August, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
The thing that you need right now is this brand new pet groomer. It has these razors on the inside. So the thing is that your pet's fur will go inside. Skin will go nowhere near it. It also makes them not shed at all anymore. You can adjust the razors by this little screw right here. Now you got to be a little bit careful because it does stick out. So you have to measure it out properly. But it works on cats, dogs, fish, mice, raccoons, and horses. But you have to be also cautious of these little nodules here because you have to plug them in for charging. You can plug it right into the wall, or we also give you another rechargeable surface that you can just lay the pet trimmer down on, and it just charges on its own, and then you can groom your animals all day long. I mean, you might want to start a business with this. You can really take in any animal, and you can also, the really cool thing about this is give them individual haircuts. I mean, we've seen the Bieber, we've seen the Paul McCartney haircut. You can just keep it long and shaggy and just groom it out and maybe defrizz it. It's really a thing of the future, and if you want to get on it, I mean, it's $9.99, just call 1-800, this cool pet groomer, and we'll send it right out to you, no chipping.
Sorry.
That's good. That was good. Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, so...
You can groom fish, believe it or not.
Incredibly wholesome Renee Young auditioning for WWE in 2012. 8 years later, Renee Young is leaving WWE. News came down yesterday from Outkick, confirmed by PW Insider and the Wrestling Observer. She gave her notice last week. We're not entirely sure when she's finishing up. It looks as if Renee is going to be done with WWE from after SummerSlam. So this could be her final weekend with WWE. She joined back in 2012. Previously, Renee Young had worked on Right After Wrestling on the channel, which is now known as Sportsnet 360, which was the wrestling show with Mara Rinaldo, Jimmy Corderas, Ada O'Cal. So she came from a wrestling background and immediately just took to the role working backstage as an announcer and a reporter within WWE. She's done pretty much every on-screen role by this point. In 8 years, she has been an interviewer backstage. She's been a host of some of the flagship TV shows like Talking Smack and WWE Backstage. She's been in the commentary position. Controversial time spent as commentator, as she was kind of given the thick end of the wedge, not really given much room to really shine in that role. And consequently, it led to a lot of disinterest in that role, which is a real shame, because I feel like if she'd been given the time, she could have really shone in it. She took the role of Monday Night Raw commentator, and just until 2019, until the sort of end of 2019, she was doing what she could with it, and she moved over to SmackDown as a special contributor at that point. She did other bits around the company. She's just been all over the place. Recently, she was involved with a series of SmackDown tapings. And the one in particular that stands out recently was a SmackDown taping which resulted in multiple people getting coronavirus. And Renee Young was one of those that went home for a couple of weeks. And obviously, she's married to John Moxley from AEW. So both of those guys were home for several weeks whilst they were shielding from the virus. And Brian Alvarez opines on Wrestling Observer Radio how she never got called from the office when she had COVID-19. And Brian reflects on how WWE employees were chastised for tweeting about having the virus. And Brian says, I'm sure the reason she's leaving is she got a real good offer somewhere else. Anyone involved in that coronavirus disaster, talking about the COVID outbreak from the SmackDown tapings we've just mentioned, who got offered something somewhere else, they're getting out of there. That's the words of Brian Alvarez. We don't know the full reason why Renee Young is leaving WWE yet. I'm pretty sure we'll have an idea sooner rather than later. We know for a fact that she is going away to work. She's got a cookbook coming out. She's launching a podcast as well. So she's got plenty of irons in the fire. A phenomenal reporter, announcer, a broadcaster of a high caliber who will be absolutely fine wherever she goes. Many people within WWE and some legends within WWE have been commenting on the departure of Renee Young. Mick Foley says, if Renee Young is indeed leaving, it's a big loss for WWE. She is a woman of so many talents. Smart, funny, hardworking, and a very comforting presence behind the scenes. The sky is the limit for Renee. ESPN, AEW. I could see her hosting Today or Good Morning America. All the best. From CM Punk, Renee is the best. Super excited for her. Can't wait for the cookbook and the podcast. And Paul Heyman has shared a few words as well. He says, I am, as many others are, just hearing / reading the news that Renee Young will be pursuing other dreams outside of World Wrestling Entertainment. Besides changing her Instagram name, I can only imagine the plethora of projects running through this young lady's vivid imagination. Working with Renee has been an absolute pleasure. She always brought out the very best in everyone she worked with. I am forever indebted to her for her on-screen generosity and trust. I look forward to whatever project she chooses to grace with her passion and personality, and thank her for the opportunity to work with such a professional. More details on the departure of Renee Young at cultaholic.com as and when we get more news. Metallica with the soundtrack to NXT TakeOver 30, which goes down this weekend. Busy weekend for WWE, and the Executive Vice President, Triple H, held a pre-takeover conference call answering some questions about the company. Lots was discussed here and lots to take away. He acknowledged in the press call that there will be a draft coming up while answering a question about talent from NXT mixing between other brands. It was Sean Ross Sapp who asked if the call-up system has changed now that NXT is on USA prime time. And Triple H says it definitely has changed, and that will be evident during the WWE draft later this year. From that, we can suggest that we will see NXT roster members involved in movements to Raw and SmackDown. This may replace the idea of sort of post-WrestleMania call-ups if they get mixed up into the draft as well. A few other things came from the pre-show conference call. We had a question about Lars Sullivan asked, and Triple H said he didn't know that Lars Sullivan was putting workout videos online. This was something that Jack covered in the news video yesterday, that Lars seems to be training for a return. Triple H didn't have a clue about it. He says he has no update. They were asked about bringing Randy Orton in to work with NXT talent. Triple H said, there will always be conversations. Randy is vocal on social media, and he gets calls from people all the time about wanting to work in NXT. And that's what Randy is doing. So potentially, we could see Randy Orton doing stuff in NXT. He was also asked by ProWrestling.net's Jason Powell about the recent Velveteen Dream investigation. You know, Triple H did an interview with CBS where they discussed it. And Triple H was asked if they had talked to the accuser. Triple H did not answer the question, stood by what he said on CBS and said the company takes the accusations very seriously. He was asked about Renee Young's status with the company, as we've just talked about, Renee Young leaving WWE. He says he couldn't comment, but he says her contributions were awesome. He also put over how much he misses wrestling and having wrestling shows in front of fans in attendance and how much they change the product. Also puts over the work ethic of the talents through this weird situation, and he thanks everybody for calling. TakeOver 30 goes down on Saturday. Last night on NXT, we had a triple threat tag team match added to the lineup. We're going to see Breezango versus Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch and Legado del Fantasma, winners facing Imperium for the NXT tag team titles. That will be the pre-show match for TakeOver 30. The rest of the card goes down like this. The ladder match is set for the vacant NXT North American Championship. Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, Cameron Grimes, Johnny Gargano, and Velveteen Dream will be involved in that. The NXT Women's Championship on the line, Io Shirai defending against Dakota Kai. We will see Adam Cole go one-on-one with Pat McAfee, and the NXT Championship will be defended. Keith Lee putting it on the line against Karrion Kross. We'll go through the go-home show for TakeOver 30 on NXT Graded later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. And Adam Pacitti will be live on Saturday night on the Cultaholic YouTube channel with reactions to TakeOver 30. You can join Adam for a late one on Saturday night. And then just 24 hours afterwards, SummerSlam. SummerSlam happening from, now we know, Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. WWE yesterday began selling virtual SummerSlam meet and greets. For $125, you can have a two-minute private one-on-one video call with Drew McIntyre, Braun Strowman, Keith Lee, Seth Rollins, or Bayley. You can get to keep the video afterwards for special occasions. So far, McIntyre, Strowman, Rollins and Bayley have sold out. We do believe there's still some spaces left for one-on-ones with Keith Lee. How could you forget about Keith? Also today, WWE are testing out the Thunderdome ahead of SummerSlam and ahead of SmackDown tomorrow night. They sent out invitations to members of their mailing list, offering them a chance to take part in a live WWE Thunderdome test later today. So for fans who signed up for the invite, WWE are going to present a match for them so they can test out the Thunderdome experience. And they're going to be the first to take part in it. We'll have no doubt some reaction from people of this experience by this time tomorrow. The test is happening at around 5:15 local time. So in the UK, do some quick maths. So that's about 10:15. In the evening here in the UK. ESPN, on the subject of post-SummerSlam shenanigans, talked about Dominic Mysterio and said the following. Obviously, Dominic is facing Seth Rollins at SummerSlam this weekend, and there's plans for Dominic after SummerSlam, according to ESPN. They say, while Dominic will wrestle under his real name at SummerSlam, Rey and Dominic have discussed Dominic performing under the name Prince Mysterio in the future after he receives more training. Dominic already has the Prince Mysterio gear and the mask designed. We saw pictures of that floating around yesterday via Cultaholic.com. But wanted to hold off on debuting it at SummerSlam. The name is fitting since Rey, Spanish for king, would love nothing more than to pass down the Mysterio legacy to his son. I love it. It's a great fit for Rey the King to pass to the Prince. You can see it on the mask as well. As we said, it's on cultaholic.com. You can see photos of the mask that's been designed for Dominic. And it's got DM and a little Prince's crown on the top. It's absolutely spot on. We've teamed up with Audible to sort you out a free wrestling audiobook. Head to cultaholic.com/audible to claim yours right now. Eggshells, Pro Wrestling in the Tokyo Dome by Chris Charlton. A comprehensive guide to wrestling in the Mecca of Japanese wrestling. Under the Black Hat by Jim Ross. The incredible story, the highs and the lows of the greatest pro wrestling commentator in the history of the sport. You can get his audiobook right now on us. Sign up to a free 30-day no commitment trial of the Audible service. You get that audiobook on us. If you don't want to keep Audible, you can cancel anytime you like. No cost to you, but we'll let you keep the book. It's a free book, isn't it? Cultaholic.com/audible. Get a free wrestling book on us.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A WWE SmackDown legend could be New Japan bound. Fightful Select reporting this one. They were chatting with New Japan star David Finlay. They discovered that Finlay's dad is still training every single week. Fit Finlay is still a very fit Finlay. And according to David Finlay, Fit didn't sound opposed to teaming with David in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So we could see a father-son combo in New Japan soon. Great to see Fit Finlay back in the ring. The report also says that David was not wrestling under a contract until last year. He'd been working on a handshake deal with New Japan. He's now signed on the dotted line with them. And AEW launched. They wanted to get him signed up to stay with New Japan. He also mentioned that he could have gone to WWE. However, he wanted to go and earn his own way. I think this has been talked about a couple of times. How Fit Finlay was keen to, you know, invite his son to do stuff with WWE, but David was like, no, I want to earn my way there. And that's very commendable by David Finlay. And if it leads to David Finlay versus Fit Finlay in New Japan, I'm all for it. Sean Ross Sapp from Fightful has reported that Buff Bagwell was transported to Wellstar Kennestone Hospital with serious injuries following a car accident in his Chevy Tahoe yesterday. Now, investigators are saying they believe that Buff Bagwell was impaired by prescription medication. Consequently, he was involved in said accident, wrecking his car into various objects along the road. We wish Buff Bagwell a very fast and safe recovery. Gabriel Kidd has suffered a neck injury and will not be competing on Corican Hall cards August 26th and August 27th. This comes from New Japan Pro Wrestling. Changes have been made to both cards accordingly. New Japan apologises to fans who are looking forward to seeing Kidd wrestle. Gabriel Kidd has devoted his life in the last few years to the system of wrestling in New Japan. Anybody who followed the lads here at Cultaholic when they were part of WCPW, you'll know the passion and the fire that Gabriel Kidd has. So a setback like this is devastated. Get well very soon, please, Gabriel Kidd. We have details on Impact Wrestling's Bound for Glory. Now, they put out a video yesterday announcing the dates. The video features Eric Young very heavily. In the video, Eric is a prisoner in a rundown jail. And he talks about how the world doesn't belong to them, it belongs to us. He then revealed that Bound for Glory 2020 goes down live on pay-per-view on Saturday, October 24th. whether or not we're going to get another story with another invading group of people, maybe this time led by Eric Young, we're going to find out. This is the 16th Bound for Glory, the first one headlined by Rhino beating Jeff Jarrett for the NWA Championship. It was also at Bound for Glory a few years back that Hulk Hogan had his last singles match. It was him versus Sting. I'd advise you to go seek it out, but it's a bit rubbish. PW Insider reports today that the former TNA World Heavyweight Champion, the man that accosted the belt from Moose just this past week on Impact, and the man who has recently left WWE as well, EC3, is in Baltimore right now. He is going to be making his debut for Ring of Honor at this week's TV tapings. ROH announced last week that they are getting back into production in Maryland, adhering to the safety precautions in Baltimore doing so. The tapings are going to focus on the Pure Title tournament and, of course, the debut in Ring of Honor of Ethan Carter III. And a former UFC champion wants to join the WWE, but he has one particular thing that he would like to do above others. Retired UFC fighter Daniel Cormier says he is open to making a few appearances in WWE. Now he has retired from the Octagon. He says, when it comes to WWE, that's not my retirement. That would be a vacation. I'd love a Royal Rumble moment where I'd throw a dude into the ropes and I clothesline his ass over the top, or I drop kick somebody over the top. Easy now. And I'll take my bump and get thrown out. Let me chase somebody down, clothesline him with a Bradshaw Layfield clothesline from hell, and eliminate somebody from the Royal Rumble, then throw me over the top. Pro wrestling, I'm all in. Now, he's a big wrestling fan, is Cormier. You can tell by the fact that he just pulled out the Bradshaw Layfield clothesline from hell as part of his repertoire. Last time WWE hired somebody from the UFC, didn't go particularly well. It was Cain Velasquez. He did two matches, then got released. Best of luck, Daniel Cormier. NXT TakeOver and SummerSlam predictions will be on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today. We are making our picks as who is winning what over the weekend. NXT TakeOver predictions just for fun, but a punishment is in the waiting for the loser of the SummerSlam predictions contest. Find out all about it later. Check out the video of the Thunderdome as it gets constructed over at Cultaholic.com. And if you're a Patreon of Cultaholic right now, you can vote for the topic on tomorrow's Love You Bye Friday talk show, which will be at twitch.tv/cultaholic. We talk about all sorts of things on the Friday talk show, but the Patreons decide on the overarching topic of the day. And if you are a Patreon, or if you'd like to become one, head to patreon.com/cultaholic right now and have your say on what we talk about tomorrow. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.